an interview with the Washington Post in 2000, former Indianapolis Mayor William Hudnut was asked about the relevancy of education in determining a political leader's potential for success. He responded, "There's more to school than book learning. Your education is what you remember after you have forgotten what you were taught." In a panelist discussion at the Richard M. Fairbanks Symposium held in downtown Indianapolis on April 1, 2015, civic leaders highlighted this expansive definition of education while relating how their experiences as students and young professionals helped direct them toward positions of leadership in their communities. Though each reflected on a different aspect of their personal development, they agreed that the best preparation for leadership roles comes through optimizing education, volunteer, and work opportunities. In speaking about his liberal arts education, Mayor Greg Ballard explains how diligent study and a natural curiosity have helped expand his thinking.
Understanding history and its impact on people has always been curious to me in how people react and how people, frankly, it's very difficult to me to overestimate the importance. How do people make decisions at critical times? And I read a lot of biographies, and I still read a lot of leadership books. I think all of us have been very fortunate to have people who we looked at and said, I kind of like that style. I kind of like that. I like the way he did that. I like the way she's moving around here. I like all this stuff. How does she think like that? We've all been blessed to be around those sorts of people, right? So I think it's a mix of it all.
Mark Miles, CEO of Holman & Company and a key organizer of the 1987 Pan Am Games and the 2012 Super Bowl, credits his involvement in political campaigning during his college years as the most influential experience in his development as a leader.
And the thing that helped me most, if I had any help in sort of leadership development, was that even while I was in college, I stayed out a year and got involved in the political campaign. And I'm not trying to run an ad for getting involved in politics necessarily, but it was a chance to see highly energized people, for the most part very talented people, and if you stayed in it a little while, to have leadership responsibilities way beyond what was appropriate. Frankly, for me personally, more than my education at Wabash and liberal arts, which I cherished after the fact. looking back, you know, it was that was sort of formative for me to see all these talented people. And again, R or D or whatever, there are just so few things, sports events in this community have been like that, that are just totally energizing. You learn to work your tail off. You learn to work with people, to bring people together, maybe to persuade a little bit. So it was helpful to me.
President of Indiana Sports Corp, Ryan Vaughn, says that his shift towards civic involvement came about as a result of his experiences during his early years of professional practice following his graduation.
I probably didn't appreciate, like Mark, maybe it's a coincidence we both went to Wabash, the value of my education and while I was getting it, certainly. I went to school because I wanted to become the world's greatest civil litigator. I wanted to walk into courtrooms and pound on tables and get into negotiations and, you know, fly my private jets and drive my Mercedes. And I went to law school because you have to go to law school to be a lawyer. And I started in the prosecutor's office. I interned there and fell in love with the work. And it was very reaffirming to me. This is what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a litigator. And I was litigating in the criminal justice world. When I graduated and passed the bar, I practiced as a prosecutor for almost 4.5 years. And I got to the point in my career where I had done the same, literally, the same robbery of the same village pantry 3 times. And I thought, I'm getting point of diminishing return here. I probably need to go into private practice, and now's the time to transition and start to fulfill that goal. And I went into private practice, and 6 months into it, I just wanted to eat a bullet.
I mean,
you go to the village pantry, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, I went from hair on fire, handling 95 major felony cases, putting murderers in prison, to working on one construction litigation case for 10 hours a day for 6 months. And the substance of the work was difficult, but after I had an honest conversation with myself, after chasing this dream for so long, what I realized was what I hadn't realized when I was a prosecutor, and that is the great emotional reward that comes from improving your community. I missed showing up, putting on the white hat, and saying, Ryan Vaughn, on behalf of the citizens of Indianapolis, to put that scumbag in jail. And that was the moment for me where I knew that I wasn't going to be a rich civil litigator, that I had to have some sort of community-oriented mission. My education was helpful, but it was my personal experiences that drove me back to giving back to the community, because it's selfish, frankly. It just makes me happy. Those are the opportunities I've chased, working for the mayor, serving on the council, and with this opportunity at Sports Corp. It's really about, candidly, just fulfilling my own need to be happy in the service of others. And that's what's most important to me.
This podcast was produced by the Institute for Civic Leadership and Mayoral Archives and the Department of Communication at the University of Indianapolis. It is made possible by the support of the Richard M. Fairbanks Foundation, Indiana Humanities, and the Lilly Endowment. For more information, please see our website, uindy.edu/mayoral.